And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of September 25th. John Hartman, the drummer and founder of the Doobie Brothers, has passed away on the 22nd of September. He was 72 years old. No cause of death was reported along with the announcement. John Hartman, the Doobie Brothers, died at age 72. This week in 1964, the Beatles manager Brian Epstein turned down a £3.5 million offer to buy their management contract. He said no. The Partridge Family TV show debuted this week in 1970, had a four-year run. The Beatles' Saturday morning cartoon series that used their songs but not their voices began this week in 1965. In 69, San Francisco's Fillmore West Concert Hall opened up. Paul Anka received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1984. In 1969, this week, Abbey Road was released by the Beatles in England, Canada, and the United States. Richard Chamberlain debuted as Dr. Kildare in the TV show that lasted five seasons, beginning this week in 1961. Speaking of TV shows, Connie Stevens' TV show, Wendy and Me, with George Burns, premiered this week in 1964. It was only one season, but 32 episodes. The Rolling Stones began their very first tour. They supported the Everly Brothers, Little Richard and Bo Diddley in England this week in 1963. In 1956, the Oh Susanna TV show, that was also known as the Gale Storm Show, debuted lasting five seasons and then 2 years of reruns. John Lennon was awarded a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1988. Donovan made his TV debut in the United States on the TV show Shindig in 65. Curtis Mayfield left the impressions for a solo career in 1970. Barbra Streisand signed with Columbia Records in 1962. John Fogerty received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1998. The Beatles movie A Hard Day's Night premiered in Prague, Czechoslovakia this week in 1964, and it was the very first Western pop culture film to be seen behind the Iron Curtain. Elvis Presley's Love Me Tender became the very first single to sell a million copies before its release. Happened in 1956. The U.S. Postal Service issued a Patsy Cline commemorative stamp this week in 1993. Elton John was inducted into the Madison Square Garden Hall of Fame in New York City in 1977. In 1982, the Roy Orbison cable TV special, A Black and White Night, was shot with Bruce Springsteen, Jackson Browne, and many, many other great performers. In the studio, Janis Joplin recorded Me and Bobby McGee in 70. Bobby Darin recorded You're the Reason I'm Living in 62. The Monotones cut The Book of Love in 57. Vicki Sue Robinson recorded Turn the Beat Around in 75. The Beatles finished recording I Am the Walrus and The Fool on the Hill for the Magical Mystery Tour album this week in 1967. Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded Maybe Baby in 57. Little Anthony and the Imperials recorded Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop in 59. Little Anthony recorded The Diary, a song written by Neil Sedaka, but he was so unhappy with it that he decided he was going to record his own version and making it his first single as Neil Sedaka this week in 1958. Birthdays, the late Eric Darling, who sang with the Terriers and the Weavers and the lead singer of the Rooftop Singers, born in 1933. Gary Jules Alexander from the Association, 79 this week. John the Cool Ghoul Zachary, born in 1918. Marty Robbins in 1925. Lynn Anderson, born in 1947. Julie London, born 1926. Randy Bachman from the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive turned 77. Sean Cassidy, 64. Meatloaf, born in 1947. Benny King in 1938. Ed Sullivan, born this week in 1902. Jerry Lee Lewis is 87. Tommy Boyce from Boyce and Hart, born in 44. Mike Post, 78. Frankie Lyman, born in 1942. Johnny Mathis is turning 87 this week. Marilyn McCoo Davis from the Fifth Dimension is 79. Scott McKenzie, born in 39. Mariska Veres, lead singer from Shocking Blue, born in 1947. Richard Harris, who was also Dumbledore in the Harry Potter movie, born in 1933. Donnie Hathaway, born in 45. And Charles Randolph Green, born in 1913. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of October 21st. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.